It's the Joe and Alex Show. Who cares about this garbage?
I think this is super sad news, but Chris Pratt and Anna Faris are officially divorced. The two actors will share joint custody of their six-year-old son. They first got married in 2009 after dating for 2 years. The former couple signed legal papers finalizing their split over a year after they announced they were breaking up. They were one of my favorite celebrity couples,
I
think that's really sad.
I was hoping somehow, Liv, that they would still work it out and it wouldn't be over.
I know. I love them. They're both so funny and, like, pretty and just amazing. There's a new TV dating show that cuts straight to Flippin' Pancakes.
No dating?
No dating. Just straight to Flippin' Pancakes. So this show, I know, it's bizarre and crazy.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Okay.
So the show is called Making Love, and it has contestants flip pancakes before deciding if they like each other. Behind the bedroom, cameras have captured the new couple's every single move and every awkward moment. Contestants then hurry into the bathroom to debrief the audience on just how their partner performed. The dating show is being shot at MIPCOM. That is the annual trade show held in Cannes, France.
Okay, see, that never happens in America. Like, these other shows, which I think are cool, like, I forget what it's called, like, Dating Nick or something. There's one show I've seen where, like, you start to see the person's body parts, then you see them.
That is so bizarre.
I forget what it's called, Liv.
So weird.
But it's okay, that's weird. I think seeing their body naked is not as bad as, like, hooking up before you go on a date.
I mean, I just could not imagine in my life having a camera even follow me, like, making out with boys, like if I was, like, the Bachelorette or something, let alone this. That is just taking it too far.
Yeah, you could just do Snapchat. That's all we get to see.
Yeah.
We get to see all that.
Kim and Kanye West took a trip to Uganda. The trip was supposed to be a private one, but of course the public and paparazzi all found out, and they surprised a bunch of kids in Uganda by handing out dozens of Yeezy shoes. And here is a clip of Kim just gushing to reporters about her love for the country.
Hello, how are you?
We're so happy to be here in Uganda. It's really amazing.
Sure.
We can't wait to come back.
I just love her so much. I know that's an unpopular opinion, but whatever.
What? I just love it here this time of year. I like to winter here.
Ariana Grande put on her very first public appearance since ending things with Pete Davidson. Grande performed The Wizard and I on Tuesday on a pre-taped TV special for the Broadway musical Wicked. Davidson was supposed to headline a comedy gig Wednesday at Temple University, but dropped out last minute, and he's being replaced by Adam Devine. Grande has already returned the $100,000 engagement ring from Pete, and she'll keep their pet teacup pig, Piggy Smalls.
Okay, I was wondering what was going to happen with Piggy Smalls.
Yes, but I don't think we should be calling it quits on them too soon, because it might not be over for Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson. Sources close to them said their relationship was always very up and down even before they called off their engagement. And the singer and Saturday Night Live star decided to call off their four-month engagement, but sources say they are working things out and there's hope that the duo will continue to be a couple. And friends say they're not officially done just yet, which makes my heart so, so happy.